John chapter 3. You have heard the truth tonight. You've heard it different ways, different times, from different people. But you have heard what God has said about sin, about life, about death, about life after death. You have heard what God has said about salvation. And you may be wondering, what is salvation? Is there life after death? And the answer is yes, there is life after death. And the salvation that has been spoken of, the concept of being born again that has been talked about and testified concerning tonight, is simply the fact that the Bible says we are all sinners. The Bible says that the wages of sin, the payment, the penalty, the dues, that which we earn for sin, the wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, but the Bible speaks of a second death. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20 that death and hell are one day going to be cast into a lake of fire. And God has provided a salvation from death, from the second death. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Everybody is going to die one time. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in this building will die one time. Some of us will only die once. Others will die twice. Because we have never been saved from our sin. You see, God hates sin. God always judges and punishes sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and death and hell will be cast into a lake of fire. God has made a vow that one day He will judge the sinner and the sin together in a lake of fire. The Bible says it is a place of pain. The Bible says it is a place of torment and torture because God hates sin. And God will judge sin through His wrath and the fires of hell forever and ever and ever. But God does not hate sinners. God hates our sin, but He does not hate us. God loves us. The Bible says in John chapter 3, look at it with me. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, not dirt, not mountains and trees and rocks. That's not the world the Bible's talking about. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world, it's talking about the people of the world. God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. God loves you tonight. He does not love your sin. The Bible makes it clear that sin is anything we say, anything we do, and or anything we think that displeases God. Anything we say, do, or think that contradicts His Word. And the Bible says we are all guilty of sin. The Bible tells the story in Genesis chapter 3 of the first man and the first woman that God ever created. He placed them onto this earth and He gave them free reign of everything. All of the trees that were in the garden He placed them in, He said, you can eat of them freely, you can partake of the fruit, eat every apple, every grape, every orange, eat all the vegetables, the nuts, eat everything you want. But there's one tree in the midst of the garden, God said, don't eat of it. Stay away from it, leave it alone. He says, that's my tree, not yours. And God said, in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. God told them, there is something that I want you not to do. And the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And they committed the first sin. They transgressed the law of God. They did the opposite of what God had commanded. And as a result, God drove them from the Garden of Eden. And they began the process of death. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that as by one man, speaking of Adam, sin entered into the world. And death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, every one of us in this room, every human being on the planet, has been cursed with an incurable hereditary disease called sin. We are all guilty. The Bible says there is none that doeth good. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good upon the earth and sinneth not. All have sinned. Isaiah put it this way. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. God said even at our best, even when we do good, even when we act good, even when we show forth good works, even when we are religious, and even at our very utmost best, even our righteousness, God says, is like filthy rags. Speaking of the cloths that would be used to wipe the pus and the blood and the bodily sweating tissue from a leper's body. God says, at your best, even your best works, your righteousnesses are like filthy, disgusting rags in His sight. Because God is holy. God is pure. God is perfect. He is separate from sin, separate from sinners. God has never done anything evil or wicked. And so even if you only ever sinned one time, even if you only ever told a little white lie, even if you only broke one small minute law, God says that is enough to separate you from Me and damn you to an eternity in the lake of fire. God hates all sin, even the sin you think is small, even the sin you think is insignificant, even the little white lies and the smallest amount of transgression and evil in your life, God hates it thoroughly. Proven by the fact that the sin that dooms the entire human race to hell was not murder. It wasn't rape. It wasn't one of these big bad sins we could think about. All it was going to a tree that God told them not to eat from, pulling off a piece of fruit and biting it. And God says because of that little sin, death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The reason people die is because of sin. And the reason people die a second time and find themselves burning in hell and will one day find themselves cast into a lake of fire is because they have never, never, never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They've never been born again. There's a day when a very religious man by the name of Nicodemus found himself in the presence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus looked at this religious man, this spiritual man, this man who knew the Bible and knew a lot about God and knew a lot about the Scripture. And Jesus said, except ye be born again, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus looked at Jesus and said, how can a man be born the second time? Can he enter back into his mother's womb and be born again? Nicodemus scratches his head and says, how can that be possible? How am I supposed to be born again? Jesus, you're the Son of God. You're God in the flesh. You're God Himself come down to this earth. And you're telling me that if I'm going to have my sins forgiven, if I'm going to escape the judgment of hell and find myself in heaven, I've got to be born again? How does that work? And Jesus said, it's not a physical birth. It's a spiritual birth. You're born once of water, of flesh. You are born once by coming into this world through the womb of your mother. but you're born a second time by the Spirit of God as He convicts you of your sin and He moves over your heart and life and shows you that you're wrong and proves to you through the Bible that you are a sinner and that you deserve hell and that God hates your sin and will judge you with your sin in hell unless you're born again by the Spirit of God, unless you come to the point where you know you're a sinner and you know that you're wicked and you know there's nothing you can do to save yourself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You cannot be born again by doing good works. You cannot have your sins forgiven by attending church and committing religious acts. You cannot be born again by living a good life and hoping that when you die, the good you've done somehow outweighs and overbalances the bad. The only way you can be forgiven of your sins, the only way you can be saved, the only way, according to God's Word, that you can be forgiven and know that heaven is your home is to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. The salvation He provided when He died upon Calvary's cross and He took your crown of thorns and allowed it to be shoved onto His head. He took your nails and allowed those nails to be plummeted into His hands and plummeted through His feet. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross, God said, that is the only satisfying payment for your sin. The Bible says that God hath set Jesus Christ forth to be a propitiation for our sins. You say, what is a propitiation? It's just a big fancy old English word that means the only satisfying payment. The only satisfying ransom in the eyes of a holy God for sin. You see, the Bible says that the blood of bulls and goats could only atone for sin for a little while. But year after year after year in the Old Testament economy of approaching God and receiving forgiveness of sins, another lamb had to be slain next year. Another bull had to be sacrificed. Another innocent animal had to die and have its blood shed so that the people of Israel could find peace with God and rescue from their sins. But Jesus Christ was the perfect, spotless Lamb of God. He was God's only sacrifice that could die once and for all, forever, and never have to die again, never have to shed His blood, but through His one final sacrificial death, He provided the only way that your sins could be forgiven and eternally wiped away, whereby you could know for sure that heaven is your home and that you can pillow your head every night for the rest of your life and know for a fact that if you died, you wouldn't be burning in hell, you wouldn't be screaming in the flames of God's wrath, but you would be in the presence of God in heaven forever. That is salvation. That is redemption. That is what the Bible calls justification. When someone in this room, and that's why people are going to get baptized tonight, not so they can get saved, but because they have been saved. Not so they can somehow earn God's grace, but to show to you and I that God's grace has already been freely bestowed upon them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, three times, if I count it right, that salvation is a free gift. Paul over and over says it's a free gift, a free gift, a free gift. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. What mercy are you speaking of, Brother Justin? What mercy are you talking about tonight, preacher? I'm talking about the mercy of God that was displayed on an old rugged cross when God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die in my place and to die in your place and become our only sacrifice that could bring us peace with God and forgiveness of our sins. And I've got a question tonight. Have you ever been saved? I'm not asking you if you're religious. I'm not asking you if you've been to church a lot. I'm not asking you if you know about the Bible or if you know about Jesus. I'm asking you, just like the preacher talked about a little bit ago, do you know Jesus? Do you know Him personally? Have you ever been forgiven? The Bible says we're all sinners. You cannot argue that. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. God does not lie. God does not pull punches. God always tells the truth because He loves you and He wants you to know for sure what He thinks and what He says. And God says, every one of us are sinners deserving of hell. If I got what I deserved, I'm a preacher. I've never smoked. I've never drank. I've never chewed tobacco. I've never done drugs. The first time I ever touched a woman was when I touched my wife the night we were married. The first time I ever kissed a woman was when I kissed my wife. The first time I ever was intimate with a woman was when I was intimate with my wife. And there's nothing wrong with that. But guess what? Even though I've never done a whole lot of things that someone in here might have done, I am still wicked and vile and evil. And those are Bible words. Wicked and vile and evil and abominable and filthy in God's eyes because I'm a sinner. And even though I might think my sins are small and insignificant, God says they're big and nasty and He hates them. That's why His Son had to die. You may be sitting here saying, you know what? I don't think my sins are that bad. God does. God thinks your sins are that bad. Otherwise, He never would have sent His only perfect, pure Son to be slaughtered like an animal for you. God loves you a lot. Have you ever accepted that love? Have you ever experienced that love? I'm not asking if you've heard about Jesus dying on the cross. I'm not asking if you know about God's love. I'm asking, do you know God's love? Has it ever really been made real in your life? There's two kinds of people in here right now. Those that'll die once, and those that'll die twice. I will die once, not because I'm special, but because God's salvation is special. And I have simply done what some of you need to do. I've accepted God's salvation. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be say, this is not an inspirational, motivational seminar. I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord. You can find everything I've said tonight in the Bible. I've quoted Bible verses. I've told you exactly what God thinks and what God says. Some of you in here are going to die twice. You'll die physically. But one day you're going to open up your eyes, just like a rich man in Luke 16. Who opened up his eyes after he died. And he was in hell, tormented, burning, and screaming in the flames of God's wrath that he did not have to go to. We deserve to go there, but we don't have to go to hell. We don't have to suffer for our sins. The only escape, the only hope, the only rescue is Jesus Christ and what He did for you on Calvary. Have you ever been saved? Has there ever been a time in your life where you have admitted to God that you were a sinner and that you deserved hell and that there was nothing you could do to save yourself and earn heaven? But you simply turned from yourself, turned from your sin, repented of your evil, and put your faith and your trust and your whole life into the hands of the God who loved you so much that He died for you and just accepted His salvation. Have you ever called upon the name of the Lord? Have you ever said, Jesus, please forgive me. Please save me. Please come into my life. Rescue me from hell. Be my Savior. I believe there is a God. And I believe He sent His Son. And I believe He died for me. And I believe that Jesus Christ is my only hope. God, please save me. God, please forgive me. God, please rescue me. Have you ever called upon the name of the Lord? Have you ever been born again? Have you ever been saved? That's all I'm asking tonight. There is nothing more important than knowing for sure that you are a child of God. There's nothing more important than knowing for sure that if you died right now, you have been delivered from hell and destined for heaven. Do you know? Do you know? The preacher quoted the verse a moment ago. 1 John 5:13. These things, God says, what things? These things, the Bible, the Word of God, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. God says you can know, not hope, not just believe, not just think, not just wish, not just wonder and worry. God says you can know that you are saved, that you've been born again, that your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that you are on your way to a real place called heaven. Do you know? If you don't, you can. You can. You can know tonight. I may be speaking to people that have been in this church for months or years or maybe even decades. And you know a lot about the Bible. You know a lot about Jesus. But if you died right now, Jesus' words from Matthew 7 would ring true as He would look you in the eyes and say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you." You knew about me, but we never knew each other. There was never a personal relationship. That's what you can have tonight. You can have a personal relationship with the God of heaven. You can have a personal, individual relationship with Jesus Christ. And outside of that, there's no hope. There's no salvation. The only future outside of Jesus Christ is flames and pain and darkness in a real place God calls hell. Have you ever been saved? I'm asking you the most important question you could ever be asked. Have you been born again? Are you forgiven? Do you know from the Bible that Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you don't, you can tonight, preacher.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.